beginning in verse 19. For through the law, I died to the law. In other words, he died to law keeping as a means of righteousness. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. Now, the verb there is past completed action with lingering results. This never goes away. I have been crucified with Christ. I came to faith in Christ. I'm identified with Him in His crucifixion and resurrection. I will always be identified with Him in His crucifixion and resurrection. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. That is, the law, He's been crucified with Christ. He's died to law keeping. Christ now lives in Him by faith. Verse 21, I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. Christ died for nothing. But he's going to go on to say in Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Get this. The Father's condemnation of Christ in my place condemned the condemnation, so there's none left for me. And the same is true for you if you are in Christ. So you know that when you feel condemned, you are out of line with the gospel. Because the only way that you can feel condemned, if you're living based on the fear of man, and that has taken you out of living in love, and you are compromising the truth based on the fact that your feelings or your fear of man is functionally Lord. And so what you need to do at that point is to call yourself a liar and declare that Christ is true.